May have a seat. Bruce, as you and the worship team were singing that song, it comes from Psalm 113, which goes, "From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised." Great psalm. And isn't it easy? Great day today, huh? We're in October. Hello, this weather. Still sockless. I'm going until the snow begins. That was a side note. Sorry. Hey, we're in the middle of a series with our covenant church partnerships in the area. There are four churches that we have covenant relationships with, which means we've made some promises to them, and they've made some promises to us as campus ministries. Promises like, if you send your students to our church or our parish, we will care for them. We love college students. We'll include them in the life of the church. We'll mentor them, and we'll feed them. We have four covenant partnerships. We have one with Pillar Church right on the corner over here, with St. Francis Parish, also with Engedi Church, and with Moran Park. And we've asked the four lead pastors from each of those churches to speak in a little series which we're in with the Sermon on the Mount. John Brown was last week, Father Charlie Brown was on Friday, and we get the great privilege to have Brian Aulick from Engedi Church. Anybody from Engedi here? We got a few Engediites. All right, very good. So, would you welcome Brian Aulick today?
Man, it's so good to be here this morning. I just have to confess, I love Hope students, and we love as a church having so many students as part of our faith community. We've got a big event coming up, and I thought it'd be fun. It's called Unfinished. I thought it'd be fun. It's this Saturday, actually, to show you just a quick clip that kind of lets you know what it's all about. So maybe we could take a look at the screens. So that's Unfinished, and I just want you to know you're all welcome to join us this Saturday. We planned it with all kinds of people in mind, but especially students. And in fact, I was talking to our team knowing I was going to be here, and the student rate for it was $15. And I said, man, it would just be a shame if money was a hindrance to anybody from being part of this, because we believe God's heart for the nations is so passionate. And so for today and tomorrow only, if you're a Hope student and you want to come to Unfinished Saturday for any part of the day, it's absolutely free. We just need you to register today or tomorrow. So there'll be some people, I think, at the exits, you know, handing out cards. You can go on our church website and you'll find it. So that's Unfinished. Now, I want to move on very quickly here, because we have an incredible text to just spend a few moments on, and that is Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19. Jesus is teaching here. And he says this: do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. He says, for your treasure, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, when I was thinking about spending some time on this text with you today, I thought I just have to confess, it's a bit of an odd text to preach to college students, because we're talking about storing up treasures and we're talking about it with poor college students, right? So it seemed a little bit like a disconnect a little bit. I mean, last time I checked, college students didn't have boatloads of discretionary money to just throw on any. Is that still true? Still poor college students. We've had hundreds of college students who have been part of the life of Engedi. I've never had one come up to me and say, Brian, I can't wait to tell you about the vacation home I just brought in Northern Michigan. It's just never happened. Never finished a sermon and said, I got a brand new boat, Brian. Can you come out to the parking lot and see it? Never had that happen. So it seems, at least on the surface, like an odd topic to spend some time on, this idea of treasuring up, what we store our treasures up. But I think it's actually perfectly suited for the stage of life you're at, and here's why. Because the one other place where Jesus teaches a very similar message to the one we just read is in Luke chapter 16, and in that particular place, Jesus makes this statement: whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much, right? Which is to say that if you take to heart the point of the text that we're looking at today, you're putting yourself in a perfect position to be the kind of person who God can trust with very much. And at least my knowledge of Hope Colleges and so many students that I'm friends with is that you're the kind of people that you say, I want God to trust me with very much. Is that right? So what we're talking about today is a principle where God can say, is this a person that I can kind of trust, that I can trust greatly even? Now, the passage, you know, the principle in the passage is honestly not very difficult to discern. Jesus essentially says, don't waste your time investing in things that essentially have no eternal value whatsoever. He says, if you're going to invest in things, spend your life and spend your resources investing in things that will produce an impact for all of eternity. Jesus says, you've got some resources to spend. And so if you've got these resources to spend, invest them in ways they're going to pay off. Invest your resources in God's kingdom. Invest your resources in helping the poor take steps forward. Invest your resources in God's cause of justice in this world. Invest your resources in the local church. Invest your resources in building into relationships with people who are far from Christ. He's saying, invest your resources in things that matter. The other day, I opened my newspaper, and whose face do I see on the cover of the Holland Sentinel but Jake Chipka? Chipka, you here? Chip, are you here today? Chip's all right over in the middle. I open my, there's Chip. Chip's one of our Engedi student leaders. And here's Chip's face, and I'm reading this story about Chip, and I know Chip already, but I'm reading this story where it's saying you worked two jobs over the summer so you'd have enough surplus cash to be able to send a kid from Honduras to college. Now, I don't know about you. I've never heard about kids who are working to send other kids to college besides themselves. And I thought, I read that story and I thought, man, Chip gets it. He could have been using that money to buy a new car. He could have been using that to take a good trip. Instead, here it is. Chip is putting, he gets it. He's investing his life and his financial resources and things that will carry weight for all of eternity. But here is the curious thing about this text. As clear as the principle is that we should invest our lives and resources in eternity, it's what the Unfinished Conference is all about. The curious thing to me is that many of us still struggle to live this way. I've thought a lot over the years about why that is. And I'm convinced much of our struggle has to do with what Jesus talks about in verse 24, where he says, no one can serve two masters. Because you see, at some point, each one of us is going to have to decide where we fundamentally believe our ultimate happiness and joy will come from. There are lots of options you can choose from. You can choose to find your joy and success, whether it be in the academy or later on in your career. You can find your ultimate joy, or at least attempt to find your ultimate joy in love and in finding a spouse. You can try to find it in money and a comfortable lifestyle. But I will promise you this morning. If you attempt to find your ultimate joy in anything outside of Christ, you will end up, instead of spending generously towards eternity, you'll end up tipping God with your finances instead of trusting him with your whole wallet. And you'll waste much of your resources. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to make the decision now to find your greatest delight in King Jesus. Because he is the one person who can meet both your greatest needs and satisfy your deepest longings. And friends, when Jesus is your greatest treasure, your wallet will follow, and you will invest in eternity in such a way that leaves absolutely no room for regret and ample and generous room for celebration. That's what it means to store up treasures in heaven. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, you have offered us the greatest treasure possible in Jesus Christ. Might our delight in him be so great that our resources would follow. And as they do, Lord, might we anticipate the joyful reward we will soon discover in the new world you have yet to create. We ask this by faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.